You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. So the 2024 Sports Industry Awards were recently held, and at the awards, Standard Bank took top honours as the brand or sponsor of the year. I'm joined on the line by Itumeleng Matlaila, who is the head of marketing mass middle youth at Standard Bank, or at the Standard Bank Group rather, to take a look at this and see what this all means for the business. Good evening, Itumeleng. Thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, to win any award in any space is a good thing for a business, but to particularly win an award that speaks to your sponsorship strategy over the year and your long-term commitment towards sponsoring education and sports, that's something special.
Absolutely. Firstly, we are absolutely thrilled about this recognition and thank our partner schools and everyone that has contributed to the growth of the sponsorship property over the years. We believe what has set us apart, Jimmy, is our long-term commitment and overall impact that the sponsorship has had. You know, the scale is huge. This year alone, we've participated in 17 festivals across 9 sporting codes, over 11,000 players, and many, many, many more spectators. Boys' schools, girls' schools, co-ed schools. So we're quite excited to have been honored in this way.
Itumeleng, over the last couple of years, probably over the last 10 years, I'm guessing, Standard Bank has been very involved in these programs and contributing every single year to grow the programs. Do you think that from your contributions and how you're seeing the space and how you're seeing all of the results of your 10 years or more of hard work, do you think that the programs that you've been a part of have really made an impactful difference when it comes to aligning what you guys have as a vision for why you're involved, but also the communities that you're involved with?
Absolutely. We believe there's been great impact. You know, interwoven in a brand narrative is growth. And in the words of our private and personal banking chief executive, Mrs. Funeka Monjani, the fortunes of our continent are tied to the prosperity of our young people. So as the largest bank on the continent in terms of assets, we recognize our responsibility in terms of nurturing young people's growth through education, of course, sports, you know, the arts, financial education, and we also offer many, many relevant solutions through student loans and many other things. So our commitment to youth development goes way, way, way beyond the sporting field because growth is in our DNA as a brand. We say Africa is our home. We drive the growth at Standard Bank.
Something interesting about what you said, Itumeleng, is around the financial education. More often than not, when we think about the sporting space, there is always that disconnect or that missing gap where we feel that the sports activities are covered, or the development is covered there, but there's a very big gap in terms of financial literacy, and that plays such an instrumental role in the development of athletes, in the post kind of athletic life of athletes. We know that that's a finite time, and in that time, yes, they might make a lot more money, or they might achieve a lot more in that time, but financial literacy is crucial to athletes being able to maintain their lives beyond the sport.
Absolutely. I mean, we see schools as hubs for families and the community at large. These athletes belong in families, you know, and obviously as personal and banking, personal and private banking business unit, we believe in family banking. And by family banking, we mean we partner with our clients, we partner with their children, because we know our clients want to build a legacy and ensure that one generation lives better than the last. But talking to financial education and financial literacy specifically, we find these festivals as a great opportunity to start introducing financial literacy in a fun way. We call it edutainment, you know, so we find innovative ways to get them engaged from a very, very young age. I've seen some parents with toddlers interacting in our fun quizzes and other financial literacy material. But of course, beyond the festival, we've got way, way other products and programs that our young people, as well as their parents, can get involved in.
Itumeleng, tell me about some of the other programs, because in as much as you can contribute from a sporting side, you can contribute from a financial literacy and an education point of view, the aim of these contributions and these initiatives is to build as rounded a community and as rounded as a sports individual as you can in whatever way you guys help. And I'm sure some of the programs extend beyond just saying, hey, here's some money, we're going to sponsor your sporting or whatever. It goes far beyond that to say we want to help you nurture and grow as an individual.
Absolutely. So within Standard Bank, we have a division that's called money management, and their entire role, 24/7, is to put together various tailored money management programs to help our clients and community at large. One such program that I can mention is our WalletWise program that has also been running for many, many years. In fact, we've been honored with 4 ASSA-GAI awards a few weeks ago because of its incredible nature of being able to engage with communities. So this is way beyond the classroom. We do have that, but we also go into communities. And when it comes to schools, we also, beyond all the games and activities that we have on the day, we try and negotiate with the schools to go back during down season to be able to, teach as much as we can about financial literacy.
Itumeleng, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the role that Standard Bank sees itself playing going forward. I mean, obviously, the youth side of your programs is a big focal point for you because you want to see those programs last longer. It's not just about saying, hey, we're going to be here for 2 minutes and then we're on to the next kind of program. It's saying we want to take this journey with you, but support you along the various steps in your life. There's obviously different decisions you take at various points in your life. Standard Bank wants to be there for that entire journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we think of particularly with the schools, I mean, what we really recognize is our young people, they've got great ambition, right? They want to study. They want to study even abroad in some instances. And one of the things that we pride ourselves in is our student loan program that we have. It's the only one of its kind in our country that pays for abroad studies, international studies. It pays for any profession as long as at a registered higher learning institution. So we ensure that every step of the way, we partner with our clients, their children, their community at large. I mean, Jimmy, if I think of you in your household or many other South Africans, you have perhaps this grandparents that you're responsible for. Maybe there's a gardener, maybe there's a domestic worker beyond, the children. So we look at our clients' lives holistically to say, that domestic worker, how can we help you, Jeannie, as our client, to make sure that their child also goes to school? So I think if you and I talk about all the offerings and solutions we have, we'll be on the call the whole evening.
We certainly will. Itumeleng, you touched on the education abroad aspect, and that's quite an important thing, especially when we talk about youth, because we've seen what the stats say from Stats SA. We've seen what youth unemployment rates look like. We've seen what job opportunities or the lack thereof does towards the South African youth. From a Standard Bank perspective, how are your initiatives kind of aimed at impacting that and trying to reduce that? I know it takes a lot to make a significant dent there, but every job that you guys are able to create or contribute towards is a job that might not have existed before you guys got involved.
Absolutely. We see the youth unemployment situation in a country as a complex, multi-layered situation. It concerns us, and we certainly see that we have to also play our part. Being Standard Bank Group, obviously, we've got a myriad of divisions. It's not just the personal and private banking. We also have a business commercial banking division that has massive programs to help with youth entrepreneurship, because we recognize that in a continent like ours, we have to develop young entrepreneurs. So beyond what we're doing on the sporting field with our arts programs, with our student loans and many other solutions, we also work with young people in terms of developing the entrepreneurial flair.
Making a positive contribution towards the youth of South Africa. That's what Standard Bank aims to do, and that's what they will continue to do. Once again, congratulations on being awarded the brand or slash sponsor of the year at the most recent Sports Industry Awards. I think we'll leave the conversation on that positive note. Thank you so much, Itumeleng, for the time and for the insights. Itumeleng Matlela, who is Executive Head for Brand and Marketing at the Standard Bank Group. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best Forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.